Hello everybody. This is the translation of Guy Delabre's message for Sunday the 15th of January. To be baptized is to move forward. The reading is taken from Mark chapter 1, verses 7 to 11. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Mark comes quickly to the point. We had already noticed this when reading the first verse of this same chapter, chapter 1. Verse 1, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. In today's text, let us once again identify what Mark wants his listeners to hear. Let us identify in particular the signs and the formulas used. 1. The practice of baptism. 2. Heaven being torn open. 3. A voice rang out, "You are my beloved Son, whom I love." Firstly, the practice of baptism, which says baptism is to enroll in a life different from the one we have known. John baptizes with water. Jesus will baptize in the Holy Spirit. Baptism can be seen as an initiatory process, a path that opens up. But then let us understand that two processes are pointed out to us, the one in which John is the actor and the one in which Jesus will be the actor. John baptizes with water. In the first sense of the verb, and because it traditionally happened in a river, it means being immersed, and therefore dying to something previous, dying to principles, to behaviour, to a language. John baptizes with water. He is well aware that this baptism is only the beginning of a journey for the baptized, a very personal individual journey. He says that, "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." John is part of the initiator of the new alliance with prudence. He must not be taken for who he is not. Therefore, there is mention of another baptism, a baptism in the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who will baptize. And if Jesus baptizes, if Jesus does not baptize in water, he himself never baptized with water, it is because the baptized person must have another reference for his new life. And that other reference is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit called to drown out what is of our nature, even that which is most religious, to open up to a different form of life, still different from that which John had initiated by the water baptism. We read, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Baptism in the Holy Spirit helps to erase barriers, indifference, hatred. We read in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, "John did indeed give water baptism, but you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit in a few days." The apostles will then discover for themselves a role that they had not yet known, to speak a language audible to unexpected listeners because their natural languages had nothing in common with theirs. Baptism in the Holy Spirit opens up perspectives of testimonies, surprising capacities, and envisages the birth and edification of the church, the body of Christ. Mark thus makes us locate very quickly in his Gospel not only a new natural individual life, but also a new spiritual life, with an accent on collectivity, of community. Secondly, heaven is torn open. The formula used by Mark is very strong. It is unfortunately attenuated by certain versions which simply say that the sky opened. See, even the other evangelists. Let us therefore imagine this tearing, this invitation from Mark to identify something violent, this violence comparable to that which will manifest itself in the Temple of Jerusalem when the veil was torn at the same time that Jesus died on the cross. God tears the heavens. God acts brutally in order to usher in a new time, a new heaven, a new world. Somehow it won't be easy to pick up the pieces. This tear will always be visible. God will not go back on his plan of love. What is done is for a radically new life. It is the time of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God puts himself within the reach of humanity. It costs him. It is the gift of his beloved Son. The Apostle Paul will say, speaking of Christ, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Hence Paul's exhortation in verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And then there's that voice that rings out, "You are my beloved Son, whom I love." There is no longer any possible prevarication. This Jesus, who is part of our humanity, even in the initiatory water baptism, he is indeed the one who was expected. He is indeed the one who is in the intimacy of the Father. He is indeed the one who is able to bring God close beyond all the models of religions that men are capable of building. It is this same voice that will be heard on the mountain where Jesus was transfigured, as if to confirm before the apostles present that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and of the prophecies. They can really rely on him. Simply a compliment will be given on this occasion. Listen to him. It is he who must be listened to. Their mission will have to be anchored in the words and teachings that Jesus will leave behind. Mark, therefore, associates this word coming from heaven with strong gestures, baptism, tearing. As soon as his gospel begins, as if to tell us, this is what my book is about. This is a certainty to be remembered. I will say more, but already take into account the value, the content of my words for your life. Today, strong words and gestures are still needed. Is still at stake a liberation from sins and from all that can harm our life. What is at stake is community life that receives and makes heard the unique good news. Jesus is indeed the only expression of God's love. He is the beloved Son. We are starting a new year. We hope it will be better than the previous one on the health level, again, on the social level, because of economic constraints, on the level of international politics, and on very personal levels when the fear of tomorrow takes hold over and above too much. However, as Christians, we have rights and duties. Rights stemming from our new identity in Christ, stemming from our water baptism. Duties resulting from the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. We cannot be witnesses with our hands in our pockets, but witnesses with the help of the Holy Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit, under the impulse of a chosen new life, determined by our water baptism. Let us take the trouble to make heard the good news of the will of God, which consists in saying that everything is possible, and in making all nations one people. I invite you to express your confidence on the threshold of this new year. We will sing My Anchor and My Sail. Then we'll follow a prayer of intercession, and then the Lord's Supper. The reading for the Lord's Supper is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen.